Dear colleagues, let me present on behalf of Dr. Case Report of deferred revascularization in diabetic patients according to combined invasive functional and intravascular imaging data. So invasive functional evaluation by fractional flow reserve is considered to be a gold standard for the evaluation of intermediate coronary stenosis. But in patients with diabetes due to accelerated progression of atherosclerosis, the outcome may be worse. So we present a case of a 55-year-old male diabetic patient who was admitted for the chest pain, and diagnostic coronary angiography disclosed two intermediate stenosis of the obtuse marginal branch. So the patients undergo functional invasive testing showing fractional flow reserve, which was preserved, low coronary flow reserve, and very high index of microvascular resistance. So due to discrepancy in invasive functional parameters, intravascular imaging with OCT was performed showing fibrotic stenosis without signs of vulnerable plaque or thin cuff fiber atheroma. So because of the preserved FFR and no signs of vulnerable plaque, the interventional procedure was deferred and the patient continued with optimal medication. So in conclusion, combined functional and anatomic imaging of intermediate coronary stenosis, particularly in diabetic patients, represents a contemporary decision pathway, the management of these patients. Thank you very much.